Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Oh, yeah. Like some Maroon 5.
You got the moves like Jagger, Craig Collins. Yeah, you do.
720 WGN. This is Carms and Collins. I can't even say your name. We're into the 4 o'clock hour. So we're going to start stretching a little bit for some of these topics that I find interesting that you tell me what you think, Mark. There is a superbug that is resistant to all kind of antibiotics that could be the beginning of the end for society. And the reason I bring this up is because if anyone listens to Pretty Late, you know that I am scared of the world. I fear sinkholes. I fear a lot of things out there that I can't see, I can't understand. There was a dude in his living room watching TV. Sinkhole got him. That is so scary to me that that can happen to somebody. Now, granted, this is Florida, where I think there are a lot more sinkholes than anywhere else. But these things that are just out there, lightning's going to hit me. Mark, come on.
Hold on. Are you telling me a dude was sitting in his house for real?
And he was in his living room watching TV. Sinkhole ate his house. He's not with us anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that happened. It's one guy. You know there's unlucky people in the world, so he's probably not. The odds are probably not good.
Baddish just left his chair in the newsroom.
Yeah, Baddish walked away.
I mean, that was unbelievable.
And he's on the 7th floor, too. I don't think a sinkhole gets up there.
Baddish,
so Roger.
Yeah, we still fall down. If a sinkhole, I'm on the 7th floor, but I become the 1st floor if there's a sinkhole.
Right.
That can't be true.
No, it's true. Google it. 312-981-7200. We're doing Google with Carms and Collins, which we do with Patty. Let's go ahead and Google for this show.
All right.
And it happened. A guy was in his living room, gone.
Okay.
And no, there's no sign. A sinkhole is just a silent killer underground. This superbug is out there. And what's interesting about this story that I got that Shantae gave us, which is a great story. Shantae, you've given us a lot of awesome stories tonight.
No one's ever come up with a better topic at 4:13 in the morning than this.
No.
Sinkhole superbugs.
Right. No, it's a little
720.
It's a little disconnected. But the superbug, what I like about this story is the very first sentence says that an Australian pharmaceutical research company thinks they might have solved the problem. So even though the title is Superbug, Everyone's Dead, Screwed Forever, the very next sentence is, but maybe we're all okay. So I like that optimism. I like that being out there.
My biggest concern is that one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have some enormous pain in some part of my body and there's going to be a lump or whatever.
Okay.
I don't sweat the sinkhole.
Right.
Or the super bug.
I know that those are out there as more extreme versions of the same thing, but I also am scared of health stuff. That makes sense because you can't see that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what's going on in here.
Who knows what's going on?
Right. All the stuff that I put in my face, all the food that I eat, that can't be doing good things to me.
The food is a huge issue. the processed meat, it's a terrible
thing. If you woke up one morning and you did have some sort of horrible health thing, would you blame it on the meal you just ate? Would you be like, that was the one that put me over the top?
Maybe.
Papa John's pizza at 3:30 in the morning that Decker just had, that could be that's the end all?
You know what I did yesterday? I had a tremendous workout. I had a great tennis match. I was playing this dude who, talk about a guy that is playing tennis but also just having nonstop conversation with himself. So he's
criticizing everything he does.
Everything.
I did that on the basketball court.
So, but like tennis, you're playing one other dude, right?
Yeah.
And he's having this, you know, every point he's walking back to the back fence and he's talking and this and that. He's taking deep breaths. It's like, dude, step up there and serve the ball. Like I'm here to play you, but I'm here to get a workout. Like this is not Wimbledon. So I just started to try to get away from him.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm just going to do jumping jacks in between the point.
Sure.
I'm going to start doing my own little jog action so I can actually get a workout and get a burn. And it felt great afterwards because I got away from him and got into my own deal. And then I played some tennis along the way too. But so I go in a shower afterwards. I weigh myself and I've lost. Like I'm down to like, I'm sitting at like 178, 178.
Now wait a minute, you weighed yourself, how quickly? You weighed yourself like that morning and you weighed something different or what are we talking?
I mean, I've been weighing myself, I weigh myself consistently.
Okay.
And I've been sitting at like, I want to be like 168, 165.
Sure. Good goal.
I've been sitting at like 178.
Got it.
I finally walk in, I'm like, ooh, I feel thin right now.
This is my moment.
This is going to be it. And I weigh it out and I'm at 174. So that was a nice drop. We got a 4-pound drop. I'm like, okay, I'm there. I go to dinner last night. Ribs.
Yep.
Mac and cheese.
You're making the right decision.
No, I'm making.
No, you're saying this like it's the wrong decision, but this was the right decision.
This was the.
You were in your best place. You were feeling as good as you could feel. Celebratory meal. That's how you do that. I know you put on calories or something, and you might have gained the weight back. No, go ahead. Keep telling me how this was a mistake. You're wrong, though.
Salad, ribs,
yep.
Mac and cheese,
yep.
Brussels sprouts.
Well, that's who needs those. Go ahead. Keep going.
And a couple of beers.
Okay.
Weigh myself today. 179.
Perfect.
I mean. I had it for a minute.
These wrestlers, these guys, even the UFC guys, they drink a whole bunch of water and they lose 10 pounds in a day, though? Do you think it could be something like that? Maybe you were just full. Maybe when you go weigh yourself right now, Mark, you're back down to where you want to be. And you had one celebratory meal that you deserved.
I just want to see that. I want to see 160-something
one
more time. 407 texting in. Where's 407? Do you know?
I think that's Florida.
Florida, I think. Is that Florida? Florida sinkholes. This is true. Unfortunately, an adult son was in his room when a sinkhole opened up.
Orlando.
The rest of the family got out, but he did not make it.
Holy
Very
geez.
Scary. By the way, great show tonight from
thank
the 407. Thank you, 407.
Well, from the 8152, you were saying that Nick D scares you. Nick D and Mr. Fix-It are my two favorite shows on the G, but you guys are right up there. Great show. Thank you.
This is our. We can't really be your favorite show, though.
No, we've done one.
This is
insane.
That's very nice of you.
It's not even our favorite show on the station right now, but thank you very much for that. We have Michael on the line with another pizza recommendation. I'm thrilled that we're just getting these, and I hope it's a New York pizza, but I'm going to think it's not. Michael?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's the pizza recommendation for us?
I was going to say Vito and Nick's on the south side of Chicago.
Great call, Vito and Nick's. I love Rose. Have you met Rose?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Rose is a really sweet owner there. She's wonderful. She's a little older, but she's so lovely and so sweet and working every day. She's one of those people that's there all the time. Next time you go in, ask for Rose and tell her WGN told you to do it.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
On Pulaski.
Yeah,
but the one opened up in Mokina, but they shut down. I'm out in Frankfurt now.
Oh, got it.
Do you work for them, Michael?
No, I'm an electrician.
Okay,
nice.
What are you doing up right now at 4:18? Tell us about your life for 5 seconds.
I got kind of into working today. I was gonna have a nice 3-day weekend, do some housework, do some gardening, but they need some people in this morning to pull some cables, so. I'm on my way.
You're a winner, man.
Seriously.
I hope they appreciate you. Do they appreciate you?
Somewhat. You know, the more you do, the less they appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, one more. I'm gonna say Nancy Stuff Pizza.
Say that again.
Nancy Stuff Pizza.
See, Nancy says you get the love it deserves. I enjoy a Nancy's.
No, they got a great stuffed pizza.
I feel you. I agree. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you.
Oh, one more thing, Carm.
Yeah, bud.
You know you're going to be on Spies Like Us.
Oh, yeah, because you talked about Nick D. He does a segment which I used to produce, Spies Like Us.
So you're going to be on Spies.
Yeah, they're going to play back that whole thing about how you think he's going to kill you.
That I'm afraid of Nick and he's going to kill me.
Yeah, by the way, if he does want to kill you at all and he hears that, he is going to kill you. Like, you are probably going to get killed after that because that was a lot of that.
I'm legit terrified.
You should be afraid. You got till Friday now.
All right.
Thank you very much, Michael. You have a good night. You should be scared, Carm, because literally he'll hear this Friday morning. You might not be here Saturday.
I think we're at an off time enough that maybe this won't get back to me. That's my...
I don't know. Michael's sending it in. Michael, you better be emailing Nick right now. Because that's going out there.
Don't do that, Michael. Don't do that. That's okay.
Yeah, do it. You do you. Well, Carm, so tell me, you said that you regret some of these great meals that you have after a really good workout. Do you feel the same way if you work out and then you have like a really healthy meal? Do you get that same kind of positive? Because to me, eating something really healthy, which my wife tries to make me do every so often, is kind of depressing. There's nothing really fun. And I know this is a horrible thing to say, but there's nothing fun about looking at a plate and seeing salad and a bunch of other things that just aren't really appealing. There's no ribs there, like you said. There's no redeeming menu item. Now, he's sitting down.
Let me sit down
and
really get in here. Before
yeah, really.
See, here's the thing. I love a double cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
With a grilled onion.
Yep.
Ketchup only. You really don't need to do more than that. I love a milkshake. I love a mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm having a raspberry or a blueberry.
You don't have joy. Don't finish this with you have joy.
Or, I'm telling you.
A raspberry.
Well, no.
Okay,
if I have a container of raspberries.
Sure.
If If I crush a blueberry, I knock down an asparagus and a salmon.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's not like it's great, but it's not terrible.
You feel happy because you finish the meal and you don't have to eat it anymore. That's what you feel happy about when it's over, is that it's done. Because it's terrible.
I'm telling you, they got a great salmon at the Hole in the Wall. It's delicious. they put a little jalapeno on there, a nice. Little avocado. I mean, there's...
How did you eat when you were younger, when you were, like, you know, teenager? Were you one of those, pretty much all of us, terrible teenager?
I come from the Carmen family where there was always a balance of we should eat healthy. But, you know, my father, who's 90 years old, God bless him. I mean, he would, like, when he was, you know, you go back to the 1960s, he'd be like, just sucking the fat off of a steak and just living that type of dream. He'd eat things like schmaltz. Do you know what schmaltz is?
No, I don't. You got to explain that to me.
Schmaltz is like some, like, I think that's like chicken fat. Badish knows what schmaltz is.
Badish loves it.
You spread it on bread. It's like pure fat, just spread on bread and you put some salt on there or some, whatever it is.
See, when I was a teenager, I was left to my own devices. My mother thought that by that age, you can cook your own meals. And so there was a time when I think I had chicken nuggets, frozen chicken nuggets for a solid week. There was a solid week there where I kept opening the freezer. That was the easiest item to make. And so I made it, and then I made it again. And that is the guy that now, in his 30s, is trying to reshape that diet.
That's tough. That's
it is. To enjoy that salad, to enjoy those other things is really difficult.
Let's start at square one.
Okay, go ahead.
What's breakfast? What do you do?
Oh, breakfast is a tough meal. Because I have an odd schedule, so when I eat breakfast, that happens at like 1:10. It happens all over the place. I've had breakfast at 1 o'clock.
Of course.
In the afternoon. And it's typically just cereal. It's some Cheerios, maybe a Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
Something like that, or a Pop-Tart. Something really terrible.
So what's your big meal?
My big meal is dinner. I know that's wrong, right? That's the wrong way to do that. Tell me, what is your big meal?
I'm trying to make it.
Do you have a big breakfast? Because that's the healthy way to do this.
I'm stumbling over my
big
meal.
Yeah, you're paying attention to the text, too. Well, don't be afraid of Nick. That's what the 847 is telling you. He's okay. He's harmless.
I'm a little scared of Nick D. I am. It's true. My big meal generally, on a weekend,
yeah.
It's lunch.
Okay.
I love to crush a lunch and have a nice, just little nap before.
You're a good cook, too?
No, I'm terrible.
Okay.
But I can, you know. I can get it done.
All right.
But if I have a big meal at lunch during the week, then I'm just going to fall asleep at work, and that's just not a good plan.
Well, and you work out in the mornings. So that's when you decide to do that. So you're working out. You're having, a protein shake, and then by the time you get to lunch, you're starving?
I rarely get that worked out done in the morning.
Oh, really?
It
seemed like this is something you were doing every day, which, again, is something that...
I was trying to build that.
The healthy people in my life I know, they work out in the morning. This seems like a trick to all this. I don't know if your body is just ready to shed pounds in the morning. Is that how that works?
I do think like the hyper successful, they're all working out at 5 a.m. they're just up.
They're awake right now. They're in a gym right now.
Right. And well, part of that is because they're so high strung that they can't sleep. And that's right.
Yeah, no, they're so dead. Yeah, you're right.
It's a true story. Like,
you're right.
When you're driven to that level, it's just hard for you to turn it off.
Well, even, and like our planner who came in and told us how to plan your day, there's some part of that too where you say to yourself, I can't do every day. Like, I can't be at a 10 at 8 o'clock in the morning every day. I can't get there at 7 or 6 o'clock when other normal humans wake up. That is hard. That is hard
to
wake up out of bed, brush your teeth, and be immediately ready to go.
The first 5 minutes are the hardest. But once you've done it, you're in. I got something for you coming back in a second.
No, go ahead. Okay.
You've been wanting to talk sports.
I have. And I also want to say real quick, one more question for you on this topic. How many alarms have you slept through? Because I said when we started the show that I slept through 6 alarms today. That is a lot of alarms.
I'll tell you something. Tonight, I was in the danger zone.
Really?
Coming
in?
You know, I was at home, I'm prepping, I'm watching.
Sure, take a nap.
So I figured I need to take a little bit of a nap. I did not set an alarm.
Oh, that is the danger zone.
I mean, I just, because I...
I would not have made this alone, Mark.
I mean, I got up at... I wake up, I look at the clock, it's 12:45. Okay? I mean, that's the danger zone
that's
right
scarier
there.
Than a sinkhole to me. With the industry that we're in, what you just said is scarier than a sinkhole.